Ashlyn Lacani. I'm an assistant professor in management and organizations in the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration in the Cornell SC Johnson College. I study strategic human resource management with an emphasis on understanding how firm ownership structures influence human resource investments and organizational outcomes. My current work focuses on franchise ownership. Franchise businesses are a significant and growing part of our economy. In the US, franchises account for over 800,000 establishments, over 9 million jobs, and over $800 billion in output annually. Franchising is an especially important strategy in the hospitality sector, where many hotel and restaurant chains use franchising as a strategy to expand more quickly than they could through company ownership alone. Recently, I published two papers on HR in franchise businesses. These papers examined whether we see differences in HR investments and performance outcomes across franchisee-owned, company-owned, and independently-owned operations. So what I find in my research is that, on average, franchisees underinvest in what we call high-performance HR practices, practices that have been linked to improved organizational performance compared to both company-owned and independently-owned operations. But there's a caveat. Franchisees only underinvest in these HR practices in the absence of guidance, or what we call organizational routines, from the chain. When chains provide their franchisees with tools, policies, standards, franchisees tend to follow that guidance and make greater HR investments. Well, the challenge is that chains face legal constraints when it comes to the HR practices of their franchisees. If chains get too involved in managing franchisee employees, they can be identified as a joint employer and held legally liable for their franchisees' employees. One area of the HR system where chains are likely to face the greatest constraints are motivation-enhancing HR practices. These are HR practices that enhance the motivation and commitment of employees and include things like competitive pay, benefits, job security, and internal promotion opportunities. So when it comes to these practices, chains can tell their company managers what to do in the units they own and operate, but they tend to take a hands-off approach when it comes to their franchisees. A notable example of this is McDonald's. In recent years, McDonald's has announced several wage increases and benefits like paid time off for all frontline employees. But these only apply to employees in the restaurants McDonald's directly owns and operates, and not to any of the employees in the 95% of the restaurants in the chain that are franchised. So in the absence of chain guidance in this area, we find that franchisees focus on cost reduction and underinvest in these HR practices compared to both company-owned and independently-owned operations. They provide lower wages, fewer benefits, and less job security overall. This is particularly problematic because our study also shows that these HR practices have the strongest effects on important organizational outcomes, including employee turnover and customer satisfaction in the form of Yelp ratings. Franchisees buy into the system in order to gain access to the knowledge and best practices of the chain. But in the absence of this guidance, franchisees' inexperience may lead them to focus on cutting labor costs and, in turn, product and service quality. One way for chains to get around legal constraints would be to offer their franchisees non-mandatory tools and suggestions for effective human resource management. Chains that do so are likely to find that this guidance pays off by creating a more stable workforce that is motivated to provide superior customer service and maintain brand standards.